what if he's always dropping things and stumbling and...
You'd say he's, well, we use the word French, il en plate. Il en plate.
What does that mean?
Like if you slouchy, you know, no, you have no taste for yourself, you're just walking all.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who's, like, say if you gave them a dish to carry, you'd drop it,
mm-hmm.
or it'd fall down,
mm-hmm.
you know.
He's calloused.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear clumsy or awkward
mm-hmm.
or gawky?
Yeah, clumsy, I've heard that.
Uh-huh. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
Cuckoo.
Okay, anything else?
No, nut, something.
Uh-huh. Would you call him a fool?
Well, I hardly use that word. I'm ready to say, oh, may you cuckoo you.
Huh?
I'm always say, oh, may you cuckoo you.
May is mm-hmm. but?
Mm-hmm. You cuckoo you.
You?
You cuckoo you know, if you're always dropping something like you said there,
uh-huh.
doing things you're not supposed to do.
Uh-huh. And the person who has a lot of money but never spends any money at all.
He's a stingy person.
Or he's a what?
Stingy person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear tightwad?
Tightwad.
Uh-huh. What about when you say that a person is common? What does that mean?
Common, you're just not civilized, you know, you mm-hmm. just get up and go with anybody,
mm-hmm.
dress anyway, common.
So it's a pretty insulting thing
yeah.
to say.
Yeah.
What if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
It's an insult to her, look like.
Does it have a different meaning then, if you say it about a girl?
I think it would, huh?
What would it mean to you?
Well, to me, it looked like it would hurt the girl's feeling if she'd hear that.
Mm-hmm.
She'd hear me saying that.
Mm-hmm. And say an old person, maybe someone in their 80s, who still gets around real well, and does all the work, and doesn't seem to get tired. You say, he's mighty.
Active.
Okay. Any other word besides active?
Oh, she's super. She's fresh again. She can
mm-hmm.
Get around.
Do you ever hear people say spry or peppy?
Peppy, I've heard that word, but uh-huh. not spry.
What about, say, if your children were out later than usual? You say, well, I don't guess that there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
nervous about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I'm worried over them
uh-huh.
if they're late coming in.
Or you say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You mm-hmm. say you felt...
sorry.
Okay. And you say, oh, it's going to be all right. Just don't...
worry about it.
And you might say, well, I don't see why she's scared of the dark now. She... what?
Stayed out late.
Mm-hmm. Or... using the word used to be, you say, why should she be scared now? She...
been out later than this?
Uh-huh. But you say she didn't used to be afraid or used to be afraid or...
she's not used to being afraid.
Okay. And someone who makes up his own mind and then there's no use arguing with him because he's not going to change his mind, you know. He's going to do things his way. And he won't listen to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You say that he's...
hard-headed.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with, you know, without him losing his temper, just, mm-hmm. you know, at the least little thing, just, he gets upset.
Mm-hmm.
You say, he's awfully